98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a very special birthday.
I am. Just wait for it. It's on the way in a few minutes. Up first, though, we are back at Wimbledon. The world's most famous tennis tournament is almost at an end.
Oh, pass the strawberries and cream.
Did you see yesterday Hugh Grant fell asleep at Wimbledon while watching one of the matches?
I'd say he's.
Absolutely. Sure should have you wrecked. This week, we learned that 54,000 balls are used at Wimbledon each year. Loads of them at the end are sold on to raise money for charity. And then they donate others to a wildlife trust, and it turns the tennis balls into like little houses, teeny tiny houses,
so
for mice. Yeah, very cute. Well, I've news of another big number this morning.
Oh.
Around 200... Sorry, there's a tiny fruit fly in the studio and I'm being terrorised. Back to my big number from Wimbledon. Around 200,000 portions of strawberries are served at Wimbledon each summer. 200,000. Most spectators enjoy theirs with cream and maybe a small Pimm's or a teeny tiny glass of fizz.
Mm.
One gal has eaten her Wimbledon strawberries this week with a combo so strange it would wake Hugh Grant from a deep slumber.
Oh.
Clara Jennings is her name, and she was at a match at Wimbledon the other day.
Yeah.
She decided to dunk her strawberries not into cream, but into a Domino's garlic and herb dip.
I know people mix the sweet and the savoury, and sometimes you'd have strawberries or watermelon in a salad with feta.
Oh, lovely.
You know, but I just don't think garlic and strawberries would go hand in hand.
Well, Clara wasn't sure either, and basically I think what happened was when she was there, she found a rogue one at the bottom of her bag. I mean, very warm.
Yeah.
Very warm weather. Found a rogue garlic and herb dip from Domino's in the bottom of the bag. And she said that she whipped it out for a laugh initially.
Mm.
But then when she and her friends dipped in, she said they were all surprised at how well it worked.
Yeah.
She described the combo as sweet, savoury and a little bit weird.
Mm.
I'd give it a go. I dip once.
There's some content for the show next week.
You tried
a strawberry sandwich this week. Next week, you're going to dip some strawberries into garlic and herb.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Up next, I want to talk about this band. Don't want to be an American idiot. Green Day were playing a big open-air gig in Luxembourg the other day, bashing out all the hits. American Idiot, Basket Case and Holiday, to name but a few. There was a point in the show, though, where Green Day invited a fan to come up on stage and play guitar for this song.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Right?
You don't want to mess that up, even though you think it sounds simple, but still.
Yeah, I'd say it'd be quite tricky. Anyway, this lad who got up was like, oh yeah, I have this. Like, I'm well able to play this for you, right? Well, things at the Green Day show took a turn when said fan, who claimed that he could play the chords on the guitar for that song, instead started playing this.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Well, Billy Joe wasn't happy, let me tell you. No. Said a few swear words and then swiftly asked security to remove the Oasis fan from the stage.
Line on the CV.
Yeah. But we have all been, and you and I together have been camping at a festival when all you hear from the tent beside you is
today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw
over
it to you.
And over and over.
I'm like, there's music acts inside, you know, and they want to stay in the campsite.
There are other songs you can play on a guitar.
Yeah,
please, please, please. Finally, this Friday morning, it is someone very special's first birthday. Now, this actually happened yesterday, but I missed it and I don't know how.
It's okay, we can rewrite history in Brendan's bit.
We can. Lads, Mudeng is one.
Mudeng!
Mudeng is one. Happy birthday, Mudeng. The absolutely adorable pygmy hippo who owned the internet last year.
I have Mudang on my kitchen wall in the calendar.
You do? I saw it the other day.
Very cute.
Very cute. Myself and producer Russell changed our wallpaper on Instagram DMs to Mudang.
Aww.
So whenever we do send each other a meme, we just see Mudang. So she's been on this planet for a full year. Mudang celebrated her first birthday yesterday at the Khao Kyo Open Zoo in Thailand. The zoo said that Mudang has been treated to a four-day celebration.
Wow.
Yeah, go her. including a 44-pound cake. They posted on Instagram with the quote, "May you be healthy and bouncy for a long time." The hippo's first birthday celebrated by fans who travelled from all over the world to be there for the day.
Mudang.
And just in case you've forgotten, Mudang's name translates as bouncy pig. She's teeny tiny and trundles around just biting everything with her gums.
Yes.
Described as cute, chubby, defiant, sassy.
Oh, sassy.
And an icon. Did you see the other week she like was eating something and there was like blades of grass, and when she lifted her head back up, two of the blades of grass were stuck and they looked like eyebrows.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Was very funny.
That'll be on the 2026 calendar.
On the next edition. One fan named Molly, who travelled to the zoo to celebrate with Mudang for her first birthday, said fame hasn't changed her.
Oh, I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, and Molly rightly told reporters that she thinks Mudang has brought a lot of joy to people when there's some tough things going on in the world.
This is true.
And that is Brendan's bit.
Happy birthday, Mudang.
98 FM. All day, Big Breakfast.
Congratulations, we've made it to Friday, and it's time for our favourite game, Matchy Matchy. Just three words stand between you and lots of incredible prizes. We give you three words, you say the first thing that comes into your head after each, and if yours match with myself or Brendan's, you'll win all of these.
It's Friday. The weekend is here.
That means heating up your garden with a brand new Chiminea.
Relax Ooh. Your feet off with a Matchy Matchy pedicure.
And try throwing your luck with darts and this new electronic dart board.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Thank you, AI, Rebecca and Brendan, for that stunning announcement.
Stellar.
Good morning and a happy Friday to Connor and Lucan. You're on 98 FM. Connor, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Connor, we're thrilled to be chatting with you this morning. What are you up to for the day?
I'm working from home today, so trying to get enjoy a bit of the sunshine.
Yeah, could you work from the garden, Connor?
We'll see. No, I won't tell anyone that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you put a different background on if you're doing a Zoom call, or would you just be out in the garden? I think it's fine to be in the garden, though, is it?
Of course it is.
Shouldn't be too bad to be out in the
garden. As long as you're getting your bits done, Connor, I don't think anyone minds.
Yeah, but wear a little hat, because it's very hot. That's sun.
It is, yeah.
Might have to put the laptop inside. Do you remember the cardboard boxes people were doing during lockdown? So you can see screen.
I was out in the yesterday. You can't even see the phone screen.
No.
Yeah, no. Connor, is there a particular prize that you have your eye on?
Oh, sure. I'll take anything.
Take all of them. Love that.
Have you ever had a pedicure, Connor?
No, but I'm open.
Okay, right. He's open to it. This is your chance. You could be winning a pedicure. Matchy Matchy pedicures. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Connor?
I'd like to play Rebecca this morning.
How'd
Connor,
you
get? Going to the bin.
She's on a roll. Off to the soundproof booth for a sunny Friday. And let's try and get Connor and Lucan a pedicure, among other prizes, this morning. Okay, Connor, are you ready?
Oh, I think so.
Your first word is break. B-R-E-A-K. Break.
Dance.
Say that again.
Break dance.
Break dance. Your second word is roast.
Roast beef.
Into the buff. And your third word is ear.
Wax. I think that's a ring. Earring.
Okay. After break, you said dance. After roast, you said beef. And after ear, you're going with ring. Are we locking those in, Connor and Lucan?
Yeah, we're locking them in.
Lock them in. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from that glamorous soundproof booth.
Hello.
Hello, how is the soundproof booth?
Very nice. There was a drink in there for me with a little umbrella in it.
Gorgeous.
I know.
And a glacé cherry.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, the height of sophistication. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Connor and Lucan this morning is break. B-R-E-A-K. Break.
Break.
Hmm.
That's a bit difficult.
Bit difficile.
I keep thinking of things that come before it.
Mm-hmm.
I say hand. like hand break. Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Okay, right. I might live to regret that.
Your second word is roast.
Roast. Quite a few different options here now.
Mm.
Roast chicken.
And your third word is ear.
Ear lobe.
Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Connor in Lucan this sunny Friday?
Oh, dear.
Not to be this morning, guys. You weren't on the same page at all. After break, Connor said dance.
Oh, that was really good.
While you were having the chicken, Connor went for beef.
Oh! Yeah.
I thought you might say roast potatoes or roast dinner.
I was going to say roast dinner as well. Yeah, yeah. You know me and the beef, guys. I only ever ate the chicken.
True. And after ear, Connor was going to say wax, but changed it to earring.
Earring.
There you go.
Connor, I'm sorry.
Not to be this morning. Connor, you may go off and buy yourself a pedicure. Enjoy the sunshine. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.